Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. It's Friday, April 19th. We cover all the disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Today, however, like most Fridays, we're actually going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to answer an email that I got that talked about how to run a tournament and how to grow a disc golf course. Here we go. Question number one. I'm running a tournament. How can I get sponsors? First of all, don't think about yourself and what you want. Think about what your potential sponsors want. If they're a plumber, they want jobs. If they're a pizza joint, they want to sell pies. If they're a car dealership, maybe they just want people to feel good about the car dealership, so when they're ready to buy a car, they think of them. If they're a town, maybe they want people to come visit. Think about what they want. Second, go for the low-hanging fruit. You're running a tournament. You will have 50 to 100 hungry people in between rounds. Find someone that will provide lunch at a discounted rate, or maybe free, just to get the advertising to all these people who clearly drive to the area to play disc golf, probably regularly. Additionally, you might give all of these people shirts. Maybe someone that makes custom shirts would want to sponsor the tournament. Next, anytime you or anyone involved with helping to run the tournament need a service done, like plumbing or insurance or banking or a yoga class or Walmart or electricians or new windows, get quotes from multiple suppliers and ask the company if they will give you $300 off in exchange for what you are giving to the pizza folks. And yes, I would recommend going to local businesses. Local businesses support local events. Rinse and repeat to bigger and bigger fish. Make sure to push your players to these people and businesses. At least have them go and get a quote. And let your players know to casually drop that they are disc golfers. Most of my sponsorship partners started as people I did business with anyway. And if at all possible, give them more than you promised. Make an extra sign showing all of your partners. Keep it up an extra week. Then, after the event, talk to them in person. Give them a thank you gift, maybe a leftover fundraiser disc or shirt, and let them know how important their support was. Next event, it will be much easier. Question 2. Also, regarding building a course, I've got some questions. What is needed to build a disc golf course into a successful business? This is a very good question. There's a lot to that. In my opinion, you need a big, cool course to get props for understanding how big the game can be. In my opinion, you want the disc golfers that come and play to be able to look at the course and say, this can be awesome. I could get that good. But you also need a challenging and fun short course that is good for beginners and lower rated AMs and for people coming to do a casual round after work. Also, have a pro shop on site. Run leagues, both weekly and monthly, to draw people in. Give back to everyone that you can. It doesn't need to be big, but it does need to be something. Allow people to book tee times online. No one likes to come to a course and wait on hole one for several groups to start. Encourage people to book online with discounts or even Groupons. Fill your tee times as much as possible. Let people know that there is demand. One great way to build buzz for your course is to invite several big-name touring pros to come play your course, perhaps while they're in the area at a local event or regional event. Have them come and challenge your best local pros or your club champion. Hire disc golf media to come and cover it. Get the rights to some of the clips, put it on social media, and get it shared, and share their coverage of the event. Use some of the better shots to create clips that could go relatively viral. Ask the pros what they thought of the course. If there are things they don't like, listen and change those things. Their endorsements will mean a lot going forward. Treat the pros like royalty. Have food and drinks prepared. Invite some locals to come watch. Make it a thing. And yes, you'll need to pay them for their time. If they had fun and you had fun with them, invite them back next year and make it a thing. Hire a regional pro or two to give lessons at your course. And don't be afraid to share your success. Any profit you could make in the first few years will be much better spent building support in the local community. At Maple Hill, I love seeing the faces of people from Michigan, Oregon, Sweden, everywhere all over the world as they round the horse barn and see the whole one pond for the first time. It just opens up before them. It's a magical moment. But while we are a disc golf destination, we are also redoubling our efforts to connect with the local disc golf scene. The local disc golfers are the ones that will make or break your course. Let them know you love them and you want them to come play over and over and over. And if you're local to Maple Hill, we love you and we want you to come play. Number 3, what are the revenue streams of a disc golf course? Well, Maple Hill gets most of its income from greens fees. There's a good portion that comes from the pro shop, and we utilize partnerships to develop new infrastructure projects. Roughly, I would guess the percentages are about 50, 40, and 10. Number 4, how do you manage profitability during off-peak seasons? Well, it's very easy because there is no profitability during off-peak seasons. But in short, the answer to this question is Karen. She manages our books and tells us how much money we need to have at the end of October to make it through to April. All of our employees are on salary, and we don't lay anyone off over the winter. We used to, but we came to realize that they are the essence of Maple Hill, and we do not want to lose any of them, so we pay for them over the winter. But to make it through the winter, you need to save and budget, and that is what Karen is for. Hire a good accountant. Number 5, what are some of the operational challenges? I'm not sure I would call them challenges, but I will say that we need to have one person fully dedicated to course upkeep and improvements. Gage is our guy. He designs new holes, mows the fairways, helps mitigate standing water. At the beginning and end of the season, he is working on course improvements and general cleanup. During the season, late spring into the early fall, his pretty much full-time job is simply keeping up with the mowing and upkeep. We have a couple other people to run the pro shop and manage the tee times. It doesn't take an army, but it does take several different people to make it run smoothly. Number 6, are there ongoing challenges that you're still addressing? The biggest thing I can think of are the mitigation of erosion and the changing climate. Spring has always been muddy up here, but the last couple of years have been especially wet, and we are needing to develop ways to move the water off the course even faster. Regarding erosion, we are building erosion control walls and are looking to redirect the water to less destructive areas. Number 7, what advice would you give to someone who is new to owning and managing a disc golf course? Are there common pitfalls or underestimated aspects of the business? Well, a wise person once told me that friends are the family you choose. Please don't expect to get rich, but do expect to make valuable friendships with people that you will want to always have be a part of your life. The people you meet and love along the journey of building a disc golf course should be your family for life, unless you do something stupid and mess it up. And if that happens, do everything you can to fix it. That's what I would do. Most of all, have as much fun as possible. If you're having fun, people will want to join you. And those are the kind of people you want to surround yourself with. That does it for us today. Thanks for listening. If you have any thoughts, news, opinions, or questions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin cap.